Calvin Coolidge is often described as a man who slept through his 5.5 years as president. Actually, Coolidge did sleep quite a bit. His daily routine, and he was a creature of habit, always included a 2-hour nap after lunch. But the rest of the day and night, on weekends and on holidays, he worked assiduously to further what he believed to be the public good. Although secretly a workaholic, Coolidge got his reputation for laziness because politically he was such a minimalist. When it came to government, he thought the less the better, and felt sincerely that the greatest contribution he could make as president was inactivity. He sought improvement rather than innovation, and his goal, which amounted to an obsession, was to keep spending down. He vetoed many popular bills, such as pay raises for postal workers and bonuses for veterans of the Great War, and refused to go along with price supports for struggling farmers 2 years running. With hindsight, many historians have pointed to the plight of these farmers as a harbinger of the Great Depression, and to Coolidge's response as evidence of his blame for much of the suffering that followed. In the meantime, Americans who already had some money enjoyed the illusory Coolidge boom, during which a speculative madness seized the country. Because Coolidge understood little about economics, except when it came to saving, he let Treasury Secretary Andrew Mellon do as he pleased on the assumption that Mellon, the third richest man in the country, knew something about financial management. Sadly, this wasn't the case. And instead of applying the brakes to an already out-of-control stock market, Coolidge and Mellon were content simply to bask in the paper prosperity. When the crash finally came, Coolidge, a man of famously few words, had even less than usual to say. Ever one to cherish a good deal, he'd moved back to the same 2-family house he'd rented since his marriage in 1905, but the relentless stream of sightseers soon drove him to purchase a more secluded home, where he died in January 1933. And even then he couldn't get much respect. On being informed that Coolidge had passed away, columnist Dorothy Parker quipped, "How could they tell?"